The No Child Left Behind Act has put a lot more emphasis on standardized tests in public schools. Some software companies say their learning programs allow students to score much higher on those tests. Alec McGillis is a reporter at the Baltimore Sun. He recently investigated the use of technology in schools and says studies show many software companies' claims don't hold up.
These are studies that are done in many cases by the companies themselves or by researchers that are being paid a lot of money by the companies to study the effects of the software. One case I found was that a school in Delaware, the principal there who'd been given a lot of the software and computers to use with the students had conducted a study of his own into the effects of the software. And lo and behold, the software was found to have worked after he'd invested a lot of time in making sure that it worked. His study was then put out by this company when nowhere in the study did it say that it had actually been done by the principal himself. You find a lot of cases like that where there's just no real independent research going on into whether the software has the effect that the companies claim.
Give us an example of the type of software that you came across in your series. What in fact are the kids doing?
In a lot of cases, it's basically what's called drill and practice software. It's drilling on very rudimentary math and reading exercises that are designed pretty explicitly after the big annual test that students are now being tested on for No Child Left Behind. So it's basically test preparation. It's workbooks, in a sense, with the added features of pretty snazzy graphics and the immediate feedback that you get from a computer that can tell you whether your workbook answer is right or wrong. The companies will say that it's more than that, that it's more in-depth than that. But in many cases, you're really just being drilled over and over again on math and reading basics. And the question is how much of that is really going to stick at the end of the year after the test is done.
And were you finding that it is, in fact, the federal No Child Left Behind Act that has been the biggest encouragement to buying this kind of software, so focused on tests?
It's a huge encouragement. This software has been around for a long time. It's been around since the first days of computers in schools, but it's been given a huge boost by the law because there's so much pressure on schools, and principals and administrators are looking for any kind of program that offers to raise their scores very quickly by big leaps. Many people really think that you're seeing, because of the emphasis on the scores under the law, that you're seeing a new digital divide, really. People think that poor schools don't have computers. That's just not true anymore. In many cases, they have more computers because we've invested so much in closing that old digital divide. The new digital divide that you're seeing now is that in the poorer districts, schools are using these computers simply for basic drilling and fundamentals that maybe should be done by the teacher.
In your experience reporting on this in your series, did you find that schools and teachers are beginning to realize these limitations and, you know, do something about it?
I think in some cases people do realize that, and I think in many cases the teachers realize that the software is only going to get them so far, but the problem is that they're not the ones making the decisions. In a lot of cases it's the administrators making the decisions, and it's the administrators who are being visited by these vendors over and over and over again, vendors making these big promises of big test gains, and the vendors are very good at targeting the poorest districts, the districts that are under the most pressure, and the districts that now have more money under this law. And so it's the administrators who don't really know exactly what's going on in the classroom, perhaps, who are making these decisions and making these big purchases.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alec McGillis is a reporter with the Baltimore Sun. He's just completed a series of articles looking into the use of technology in schools.